I'll be damned. Covered wagon.
He moved the telescope, swinging its field of view along the line of wagons with their bleached canvas covers. He had seen covered wagons before, of course, but only one or two at a time. Never a whole train of them. He knew that in the past, wagon trains had carried hundreds of thousands of immigrants to new homes on the frontier. But in this day and age, where the railroads reached almost everywhere, they were rare. Rare enough that the kid had never seen one. But that was what he was looking at, no doubt about it. Using the telescope, he made a quick count. 30 wagons in the train stretched out, single file, for a couple of hundred yards. A dozen or so outriders moved along with the wagons, flanking them on horseback. Two more riders were in the lead, several yards ahead of the first wagon in line. Smiling faintly, the kid lowered the telescope and shook his head. The heyday of the wagon trains might not be far enough in the past to consider what he was looking at as a bit of living history, but it was close. His curiosity about what he was seeing wasn't satisfied. He closed the telescope, tucked it back into his saddlebags, and heeled the dun into motion again. As he approached the wagon train, a couple of the outriders noticed him and peeled away from the vehicles to intercept him. The men looked tough and competent, and each was armed with a pistol and a rifle. One of them raised his hand in a signal for the kid to halt. He wasn't looking for trouble, so he hauled back on the dun's reins and brought the horse to a stop. The two men walked their mounts closer.
Something we can do for you, mister.
Just thought I'd pay a visit to the wagon train.
The kid nodded toward the cumbersome vehicles that continued rolling slowly westward, being pulled by teams of oxen.
I've never seen one like this before.
It ain't a sideshow. Just a bunch of honest, hard-working folks who are trying to make a better life for themselves.
I don't doubt it for a second. I told you, I'm not looking for trouble.
You go on about your business, then.
The kid saw one of the men who'd been leading the wagon train ride toward them.
Stay right there, mister. I reckon the boss wants to talk to you.
The man who rode up was an imposing, barrel-chested presence with a craggy, ruggedly powerful face.
Who's this?
He hasn't told us his name, Mr. Dunlap.
Well, have you asked him?
No, not really.
The big man brought his horse closer to the kid.
I'm Horace Dunlap, the wagon master of this train. Who might you be, mister?
Name's Morgan.
Do you aim to cause us any trouble, Mr. Morgan?
Not a bit.
In that case, why don't you come with me? We'll ride up at the point so we can talk. You fellas get back to your posts.
The two men turned their horses and rode back to the wagons.
They're good hombres, but they take their jobs mighty serious-like.
That's the best way to take a job.
That's the God's honest truth. Come on.
Dunlap turned his horse, a big brown gelding, and the kid moved alongside him on the dun.
You must be wondering what an outfit like this is doing out here.
I didn't know there were any more wagon trains. Everybody travels by regular train now.
Not everybody. I've been leading wagon trains west since 67, and in all that time I've headed up at least one every year, sometimes three or four. Last few years, though, it's only been one. And this one, well, this is my last. I'm retiring. I've had my fill of it. It's time to settle down. So, when these folks get where they're going, I'll be staying there with them.
The kid wasn't sure why Dunlap was being so open with him. Some men were just talkative, he supposed, and didn't mind sharing the story of their lives. As they rode past the wagons, he got a good look at the people on the high seats of the vehicles. Most of the teams were being handled by men who appeared to be farmers, or good, hardy working stock anyway. Some had women with them, and kids peeked out from most of the wagons. Women were driving a few wagons. The kid supposed that they were widows, or maybe the wives of some of the outriders. He noticed one in particular who had long blonde hair that had been pulled back and tied into a ponytail hanging far down her back from under her sunbonnet. When he and Dunlap reached the front of the wagon train, Dunlap introduced the kid to the other man riding up there.
This is Scott Harwood, one of our scouts. Scott, meet Mr. Morgan.
Harwood, a lean, dark-faced man who could have been anywhere from 30 to 50, gave the kid a nod.
Howdy.
The kid had a hunch Harwood was as taciturn as Dunlap was garrulous, so that probably made them a good team.
Mr. Morgan's never seen a wagon train before. Reckon he figured they didn't exist anymore, that the locomotives had run them all out of business.
There's still places the railroad doesn't go, like Rain Crow Valley.
That's the name of the place you're headed? Rain Crow Valley?
Yep, prettiest place you ever saw. And you can help us get there, Mr. Morgan.
Me? How can I help you?
Come on. You reckon I don't know the famous gunslinger Kid Morgan when I see him?
I didn't say anything about being a gunslinger.
You didn't have to. A fella I know pointed you out to me in a saloon in Santa Fe a while back. told me you were about as fast as that other fella named Morgan. What's his name? Frank?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No point in denying it. Lord knows I'm not looking to prod you into a fight, kid. Even when I was young, I was never fast on the draw. No, I want to hire you.
To do what?
I figure we can always use another scout. Especially one who's supposed to be mighty slick at handling a gun.
We don't need another scout horse. We're only a few days away from the valley.
I know that. And I'd plumb hate for anything bad to happen when we're this close.
We haven't run into any trouble so far.
You know, that's what's making me nervous. I've guided plenty of wagon trains, and none of them have ever come this far without something bad happening.
Wait a minute. I'm not looking for a job.
You're headed the same direction we are. At least you looked to be when you rode up.
That's true.
Don't call it a job, then. Just ride along with us, because we all happen to be going the same way.
Hearing the approaching horse, all three men reined in. They turned in their saddles to look at the rider who was heading toward them. The kid recognized the man as one of the outriders who had challenged him earlier.
What is it, Dave?
Riders coming up from behind, boss. Looks like a pretty big bunch.
Harwood, ride along the wagons and tell everybody to stop. Warn them to get ready for trouble.